This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Now, as much as we all love video games, it's important to always remember that games are a business above all else, and even the most beloved of developers are primarily fixated on generating profits. While the majority of games tend to deliver more or less what players expect, sometimes games fall so egregiously far off the mark that players can't be blamed for feeling like they've been scammed or even flat out ripped off. So let's revisit these painful memories today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 times in gaming you got scammed. Number 10, Fallout 76. Though there was understandable skepticism that Bethesda could deliver on all of Fallout 76's ambitious promises, the allure of a multiplayer-centric Fallout game absolutely spoke for itself. And while just about any Bethesda game launches with its fair share of jank, Fallout 76 took this to the extreme of gross incompetence. With game-breaking bugs preventing some players from even bloody playing it, in addition to random crashes and ineffective measures against cheaters. This is without getting into the game's core design, which consisted of boring, generic MMO quests in a world bereft of any human NPCs at all. As a result, Fallout 76 felt soulless and barren upon launch, with many players and critics alike opining that it was basically just a failed experiment. Throw in egregious prices for in-game cosmetics, a special edition of the game that fell far short of expectations, and Bethesda's cheeky decision to launch a convenience-based subscription service, and a bloody buggy one at that, and it was easy to feel like the publisher was showing utter contempt for its own customers. Though Fallout 76 is certainly in better shape today, what with its Wastelands expansion receiving mild praise, the fact remains that Bethesda tried to coast off of the Fallout series' goodwill and take as many millions of players as possible for a ride without a quality product to back it up. Number 9. Aliens Colonial Marines. The depressing tale of Aliens Colonial Marines is one of gaming's all-time most outrageous bait and switches. Gearbox's hotly anticipated first-person shooter showed off all the right things in its marketing campaign, namely that the game would be an atmospheric, faithful follow-up to James Cameron's Aliens and finally give fans the AAA-quality bug hunt simulator that they'd long been waiting for. But Colonial Marines released two predominantly negative reviews from critics and fans alike, who lambasted the mediocre graphics and atrocious Xenomorph AI, both of which appeared to be significantly downgraded from the trailers. Add in an abundance of glitches, the generally unremarkable gameplay loop, and shameless lack of consistency with Cameron's film, and it was painfully clear that Sega and Gearbox had used a name IP to cheaply nickel and dime players. On the day of Colonial Marines' release, it emerged that Gearbox had outsourced portions of development without Sega's knowledge, reallocating resources to work on Borderlands and Duke Nukem Forever instead. Between this and reports that the game had been rushed to market, two players decided to file a lawsuit alleging that it had been falsely advertised. Now, while the suit ultimately lost class action status, Colonial Marines remains today a towering example of how publishers can attempt to exploit beloved properties without putting in the developmental legwork. Number 8. Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy Definitive Edition. I mean, just look at it. Just look at this. And some of this. How about a bit of that? And who could forget a slice of this? Eat it up, mate. The worst thing about this was the fact that the Definitive Edition truly wasn't. It was inferior in nearly every single aspect. And worst of all, Rockstar had actually taken away the original versions of this game, meaning this skip file was the only version you can actually play. Big boos all around. Number 7. WWE 2K20. The WWE 2K games are well known for their absolute inconsistency, where basically everything is concerned, from their perennially dated graphics to their terrible online netcode and abundance of potentially game-breaking glitches. Even the better games in the series are very far from perfect. And then there's WWE 2K20, a game so fundamentally unfit for sale that it led to 2K cancelling WWE 2K21 and putting the series on ice for more than 2 years. Tellingly, WWE 2K20 was the first game in the series not to be developed by regular outfit Ukes, with 2K's assist studio Visual Concepts stepping up to take full reins. The game was immediately panned by just about everyone on release, from its poor graphics, inconsistent physics, targeting and hit detection, and the flabbergasting number of glitches. Fans summarily mocked the game on social media by sharing their meme-worthy glitches alongside the trending hashtag of Fix WWE 2K20, but of course it didn't end there. Many who splashed out the $130 for the collector's edition found that the art card supplied was supposed to be signed by Edge, actually hadn't been, prompting Edge himself to try and make arrangements with fans before 2K support themselves stepped in. Worse still, a bug made the game temporarily unplayable for many at the start of 2020, placing a firm capper on a catastrophic dumpster fire of a game that should have never been brought to market. Number 6. Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk 2077 was undeniably one of the most anticipated video games of the last few years, with CD Projekt Red effectively hyping their action RPG to be a groundbreaking, once-in-a-generation experience. But the game ended up suffering through one of the most disastrous launches in recent video game history, as it was littered with bugs across platforms and plagued with especially poor performance on last-gen consoles. And though the PC version, which was the only version given out to review outlets, of the game fared much better, it too wasn't free from glaring technical issues. So much so that CD Projekt Red must have known about this, because they said that you could only use footage that they supplied in reviews. But it wasn't as bad as console performance, that was plagued by frequent crashes, frame rate drops to under 20 frames per second, textures that failed to load, and volatile, unpredictable glitches. Though Cyberpunk has just received a substantial patch, which has definitely made it a game worth playing again, the PS4 and Xbox One versions remain unsatisfactory to many, with the PS4's disc version even recently being rendered temporarily unplayable due to a bug. Great.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Assassin's Creed Unity. The Assassin's Creed games may stick to a fairly familiar formula, but for a time they seem to launch with a fair degree of polish considering their annual launch cycle, and so it's probably not a coincidence that the series' biggest embarrassment to date occurred when Ubisoft released two Assassin's Creed games in a single year for the first time. In 2014, they released Assassin's Creed Unity for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and the very same day launched Assassin's Creed Rogue as the final game in the series for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Though Rogue received mixed reviews for feeling a little low effort, few could have expected that the next-gen Assassin's Creed would be the one to actually fall totally flat. Unity was panned upon release for its litany of bugs and graphical issues, causing, amongst other things, characters' faces to render incorrectly as horrified yet hilarious faceless abominations during cutscenes. It was clear that Ubisoft spread their teams too thinly with this approach, and evidently they weren't equipped to release two satisfactory titles within the same year. The backlash caused Ubisoft to cancel the game's season pass and offer a free game from their library as compensation to those who'd already paid. Still, Unity's botched release had a devastating impact on the franchise, denting sales of follow-up Assassin's Creed Syndicate and prompting Ubisoft to release no new Assassin's Creed game in 2016. They instead opted to spend an extra year on Assassin's Creed Origins, which was largely deemed to be a return to form for the series. Number 4, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. By 2015, there was no denying that the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater franchise had categorically run out of steam, having burned up all of its original goodwill while failing to reinvent the series with the introduction of desperate skateboard peripherals. On paper then, it seemed like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 might actually be a return to form, ditching the goofy plastic and instead returning to what made the earlier games in the series so bloody popular, and that was their simplicity. Even with maligned developers Robomodo once again taking the lead, fans hoped that Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 might be decent in the very least. But alas, it was released to devastatingly poor reviews, citing both the ever-presence of bugs and the game's revoltingly dated graphics, which felt at least a generation behind. It whiffed of a game frantically churned out before Activision's licensing deal with Tony Hawk expired, to try and cash in on fan nostalgia for the earlier, better games in the series. It was a scam in all but name. Thankfully, we did get the return to form with the 2020 release of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, the glorious remaster of the first two games. But considering how much of a disaster Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 was, though, the remasters probably should have been given away for free to anyone who paid day one cash for this glorified beta back in 2015. Number 3, Anthem. Anthem was a hugely anticipated online action RPG from EA, and one that they hoped to position as the next big thing in the live service gaming space. EA spent a ton of money marketing the game and truly gave it the impression of a massive AAA phenom pre-release, where players could don Iron Man-style suits and destroy monstrous aliens with their friends. But Anthem wasn't really that game at all, at least not in the way that people had hoped for. For starters, the game's campaign lasted all of about 12 hours, allowing players to burn through it in a single weekend. With only boring side quests, a mediocre endgame, and a bland open world to explore, Anthem never really justified its full retail price tag. Even the basic thrill of flying around was ruined by the game's annoying tether system, where you had to remain extremely close to your squad mates, and so Anthem just felt like a game designed by studio executives and marketing bots to look as shiny and compelling as possible, yet without any bloody gameplay fundamentals. Thankfully, EA made the full game available on their Origin Access subscription service day and date, so at least some players only paid a nominal fee to experience it rather than committing to full price. But for everyone else who ponied up the dough, they were scammed. Number 2, Battlefield 2042. It hadn't exactly been uncommon for Battlefield games to experience rough launches out of the gate, but the recent Battlefield 2042 took launch day teething problems to potentially litigious levels. Critical reviews were heavily mixed, with many criticizing the piecemeal suite of content available upon launch and the overabundance of gameplay bugs, but the full extent of the game's issues became truly clear once millions of paying customers actually started playing it. Make no mistake, Battlefield 2042 launched objectively broken, with bugs compromising basically basically every aspect of the moment-to-moment experience, such that neither the shooting nor the traversal mechanics reacted consistently. Add to this Xbox players encountering frequent crashes, and it was painfully clear that the game was released long before it was ready. Hell, things got so bad that cheaters even quit playing it. Eventually, one disgruntled customer started a petition demanding that EA offer refunds to players, which at the time of recording this has reached an astonishing 227,000 signatures. It didn't help at all that EA responded by calling player expectations brutal and hilariously blamed Halo Infinite, effectively claiming that the Xbox shooter's polished release only made Battlefield 2042 look worse by comparison. Here's something that you probably should consider, EA. Make your game work on release day, you stupid pricks. EA and DICE are continuing to roll out patches to address the myriad bugs, though many players insist the game is still far from being fit for sale. And number 1, eFootball 2022. You're probably wondering how the hell a free-to-play game can truly scam players, but it's important to consider Konami's business model here. eFootball 2022 was the first free-to-play entry into eFootball, the rebranding of the Pro Evolution Soccer franchise. And though the intrigue was high, the game was destroyed by critics and fans upon release last year. Common complaints included the lack of launch content, laughable graphical representations of iconic players that quickly went viral, and poor basic gameplay compared to, say, FIFA. Now, it is a free game, so perhaps standards should have been slightly different to a premium release, right? Except that Konami's monetization model included charging over £30 for a premium player pack, which contained in-game currency and items that allowed you to sign top players. Worse still, the packs wouldn't even be usable until the game's 1.0 launch, more than 6 weeks after it first went live. It was blatantly obvious that Konami was trying to hook addiction-prone players with loot box-style mechanics, though this backfired spectacularly when the update was delayed to spring 2022, forcing the company to offer refunds for anyone who bought the premium player packs. As it stands, eFootball 2022 is the second worst-rated game on Steam, so it goes without saying that the well has very much been poisoned here. Konami's only chance of saving the IP at this point in time is to rebrand it yet again. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 times in gaming you got scammed. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comment section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on Twitter at RetroJ with a zero, or you can swing by Live and Let's Dice, where I do all of my streaming outside of work, and it'd be great to see you over there, my friend. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. Hope you're treating yourself with love and respect far more so than these game companies ever treated you with, right? Because you deserve the best things in life, and don't let anything or anyone else tell you otherwise, alright? You're a massive ledge, now go out there and smash it. As always, I've been Jules, you have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.